My name is Gail Van Dyke. I am 62 years old. Today is April 8th, 2016, and I'm speaking with Dean Mole, who is a cousin of mine. We are recording this interview in Solon, Iowa. Tell me about your childhood and growing up in Solon. You can just talk.
I was born in 1926 in Cedar County on a farm. We lived there. My dad lost a farm. He lost two farms, one right after World War I. Then he lost another farm in 1929 when Depression hit. We moved to another rental farm, and he lost his crop there due to a flood. So we moved to town, Central City, Iowa, for a year, and the house burnt down.
Oh my gosh.
We moved from there back down to Cedar Bluffs, Iowa, on another farm. Farmed there. Finally, no work for anybody during Depression. He got a job on a sawmill way down in the timber. We lived in a timber for 4 years in an old tar paper shack. Started a school in Springdale. Went 1 year, went to Cedar Valley to school. Moved back to Cedar Bluffs to school, to Mechanicsville, Iowa to school, to Cedar Rapids to three different schools. Anyhow, when I was in 11th grade, I graduated in the 12th grade, and I was out for football, and this is getting ready to go into the end of World War II. My cousin came up from West Branch, was out of school, and he was going to join the Marines. And my dad asked me if I wanted to go with him, and I had a year to go to school yet. I said, yeah, can I go with him? He said, yeah. So we went down to the courthouse, federal building in Cedar Rapids, to join the Marines. And the war was on, and they had a quota. They'd only take so many 18-year-olds a month. Their quota was full. They wouldn't take us. So we went down basement and joined the Navy. That's how we got in the Navy. We went...
Okay, so that's how you got in the Navy. Initial training then?
We went to Farragut, Idaho. They had a new boot camp there for Navy up at Coeur d'Alene. And we went through training there. He got appendicitis on a train, and we got separated. He had to go to the hospital. So we went from boot camp to Bremerton, Washington, to a training ship, a small aircraft carrier up in Puget Sound for a week. We came back to Tacoma, went down to Astoria, Oregon on this brand new aircraft carrier. We put that in commission. We went from there on a shakedown cruise down to San Francisco, and one of the propellers was so out of balance we had to go back and had to put on a new propeller at Astoria.
What was the name of that ship?
The USS Gambier Bay, CVE Escort Carrier, 73.
So, okay, so what was life like on the ship? So once you got the ship got fixed.
Okay.
And then you had your orders, the ship had its orders.
We went out over to Pearl Harbor. I was on a deck crew in the 2nd Division in for about 4 months. And we chipped paint and painted. And after 4 months, I started on the same place I began with. Was going through the chow line one day, and this cook says, "How would you like to get in the galley?" I said, "When do I start?" He said, "Right now." So I dropped my tray and I went in. And I was a cook striker. I was striking for a rate and being a ship's cook.
And what was that? So was that chopping onions and potatoes? And
No, that was a different little room all by itself. That was a different crew.
Hmm.
My buddy that saved my life when we were sunk, he worked in there. And I was night cook, and I furnished all the plane crews that needed any food, got that ready for them. But I usually was night cook, and I worked in the issue room, got all the material for the galley for their food.
So how long had you been out to sea when the ship was, so the ship was going to Pearl Harbor, and then, so what was going on leading up to this big battle off Samar?
Okay, after Pearl Harbor, we went down to the Marshall Islands, and we talked, hauled a load of airplanes down there. We went back to Espirito Santos. Then we went up to Saipan, Tinian, and Guam, the Mariana Islands. That was a big battle up there. We had a lot of battles up there, air battles. From there.
And this ship, just to be clear, this ship was the type of ship, and I don't know the right terminology, but it accepted airplanes. It housed, and airplanes took off, and
our own planes. We,
yep.
Our duty, aircraft, the carriers, was to fly air support for the ground troops that landed on the islands, Saipan, Tinian, and Guam, and we was offshore. And when we'd get in a battle, it'd be Japanese planes that'd come out. And our submarines, so.
So was there, were you in your new role in being in the kitchen?
Okay.
Did you know what was going on? Can you hear all of the battle going on? And do you get pulled from your regular job to help do anything else?
When I was in the deck division, I had a battle station. I was a loader on a 20 millimeter. And ship's cooks are usually stay in the galley.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have battle station. But being in a deck crew, I had my battle station, so I kept that after being a ship's cook. So I was always on a 20 millimeter. Then I got to be the gunner on a 20. And after that, they put me on a twin 40 millimeter as a trainer that cranked the gun sideways, the other guy up and down. So that's how I stayed out of the galley. I didn't want to be down there anyhow.
I would imagine you want to, if there's fighting going on, you want to know what's going on.
You're locked in down there.
Yeah.
You can't open the hatches.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. And does that happen, is that a regular part of the everyday work, or is it when you're in a battle situation?
Just in general quarters.
Okay.
Only general quarters, yeah. So.
So you're So things are getting increasingly, the battle is being brought, it's being brought more to you or to your area. So what happened then? So you were being constantly, the Japanese were constantly coming, and you were having to deal with them. The Gambier Bay was having to deal with trying to keep them away. And so tell me a little bit about sort of what's going on as it leads up to that day when the Gambier Bay got sunk.
After the Mariana Saipan, we went clear down the New Guinea. We fought all those islands. We supported all those islands. Then they had a giant gathering of naval to go to the Philippines. And we were offshore. There was four units of us, small carriers. Each had six carriers, four destroyers, two destroyer escorts with each group, Taffy 1, 2, 3, and 4. We were Taffy 3. And we was offshore all the time while they was invading, taking their supplies into Leyte Gulf to invade Luzon. Admiral Nimitz was there with his big fleet because he was going to have the biggest battle ever with his battleships and carriers. And that's what he wanted. Before all of this happened, Admiral Admiral, let me think.
Take your time.
I know your name, but anyway. Admiral Halsey. Admiral Halsey was the one who wanted the big battle. Nimitz was in charge of the whole Pacific Fleet. Anyhow, the Japanese put a whole bunch of dummy carriers up on the north end of the Philippines, and Halsey thought that was a big battle for him to make big names. So he went left us down there, took all of his big ships and went north. In the meantime, three units of Japanese fleets come from different islands, different parts of the Philippines. The night before, there was a huge battle all night down at Surigao Strait. We could see that, lights in the air. The next morning, we went to battle stations at 4 o'clock. Then they secured that. We went down to have breakfast. They sounded battle stations again at 6:30. And right away, the Japanese come out of the San Bernardino Straits with their biggest battleships ever, the Yamato. It was illegal because it was too big. And they come out and they were firing at us right away. Halsey was gone. All we had was our planes. They didn't have no bombs, only wing ammunition on them. We went into the wind. We had to go into the wind against the Japanese fleet to get the planes off our flight deck because they can't go get off there only in a catapult, and had to go in the wind. So we had to go towards the Japanese fleet. And our other carriers was leaving. Our destroyers and destroyer escorts, they came back with us and they went charged. That whole Japanese fleet was like a rowboat going against a battleship. And all of our planes were out of ammunition. They made dummy runs on them Japanese ships. And Admiral Kurita, Japanese in charge of it, he thought, the battle that we were putting up was all Halsey with his big ships. And after he sunk us, they turned around and left because they thought Halsey was there. And then they left somebody sitting out there with three cruisers just shooting at us till we sunk because we were dead in the water. Anyhow, the whole Japanese fleet left. And